The following is a seminar entitled Pure Devotional Service, Part 1, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 2nd, 2010, in Wellington, New Zealand.
So, tonight and tomorrow night, we're having special seminars, Pure Devotional Service, Part 1 and Part 2. This was on the request of your temple president, Jagjivan Prabhu. Prabhupada told me to follow the instructions of the temple president. And that was a direct order from Prabhupada. So the temple president wanted to have some special programs. So to honor his request and to serve the order of Srila Prabhupada, we have a special seminar on pure devotional service, which is my favorite topic anyway. I love it. There's nothing like pure devotional service. We will study, take an overview of the first chapter of the Nectar of Devotion, where pure devotional service is described in wonderful, wonderful detail by Srila Prabhupada, doing a summary study, actually, of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Srila Rupa Goswami. So before we begin this lofty subject matter, first we will beg the blessings of the previous acharyas that we can speak some appropriate words in their service. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. Prabhupada begins his description. Chapter 1, Characteristics of Pure Devotional Service. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 29th chapter, verses 12 and 13, Srila Kapiladev, while instructing his mother, has given the following characteristics of pure devotional service. My dear mother, those who are my pure devotees and have no desire for material benefit or philosophical speculation have their minds so much engaged in my service that they are never interested in asking me for anything except to be engaged in that service. They do not even beg to live in my abode with me. So, now we will consider what we have just read. In other words, these pure devotees, they're so totally satisfied in their state of pure Krishna consciousness. They're not even thinking about going back to Godhead. In other words, they already feel that they are back to Godhead. Because they are feeling, because of that pure bhakti, they are feeling Krishna's presence at every minute. As described by Lord Brahma, premanjana charita bhakti valochanina, they can actually see Krishna within their heart and everywhere at every minute. So if you're with Krishna, just like when we are with Prabhupada, Prabhupada is always living in Vrindavan. Wherever he may go, whether he came to New Zealand, Australia, Africa, Europe, America, wherever Prabhupada went, he was in Vrindavan. So when we were with Prabhupada, we felt we were in Vrindavan, you see. We were already back to Godhead just by being with Prabhupada. So in the same way, someone who has become pure in their devotional service is described here by Lord Kapila Dev. There's no desire even to go back to Godhead because they already feel how they are with Krishna at every minute. So it's a pretty wonderful state of consciousness to be in. In other words, you can go back to Godhead early. If you can cultivate pure devotional service, you can go back to Godhead without even leaving your body. Right here in Wellington, you can actually feel how you're with Krishna and Krishna is with you if you cultivate this pure bhakti spirit. So Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, our beloved founder acharya, quoting from Kapila Dev, as described by Rupa Goswami, he states that there are six characteristics of pure devotional service. And here's what they are. We're going to take an overview. We'll discuss some of them tonight and the rest of them tomorrow night. The first characteristic is this. Pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. I'll repeat that for the note takers. Pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. The second characteristic, pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. Repeating, pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. Point number three, pure devotional service automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. Repeating, pure devotional service automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. The fourth characteristic, pure devotional service is rarely achieved.